B-Pod Studios.
And this is the Rat Party Podcast.
Yay, for Thursday, November 14th. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. We are here in our on-air studio. We call it the MRO Show Studio.
Hi.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We called it the studio at whatever longitude and latitude we were at,
yes,
remember?
Yes, which... But we should come up with cool studio things because that's what TV does.
Like this the is studio 1B.
Yeah, we need to do that. Hang on, let me figure out where we are right now.
I told you Arsenio Hall, that show a long time ago, did that. He said...
But it just kept going and going
and
going,
he said
right?
From...
United States of America.
Yeah, from Studio 1A in Hollywood, California, in the United States of America, on this planet we call Earth. It's the Arsenio Hall Show, starring Arsenio Hall. Tonight, Arsenio welcomes Hulk Hogan, the hilarious and fun-loving Bill Cosby.
We are at...
Get it? Because it was in the 90s.
And, yeah, I got it. We are at Studio 35.21-80.855.
I like that.
See.
Is that exactly where we are?
That's where we are.
Okay. Help us. Help us.
No, don't.
So we are... I thought today's show went really fast. I couldn't even tell you what the hell we did on today's show, to be honest with you. I know what we did, Roy. You started off here in Charlotte. If you listen to us from around the country, it's cold in Charlotte. And that's not unusual. It's just unusual for this time of year. Like, normally we get cold in January, February, March-ish.
Yeah.
But it was, like, 29 degrees today, 24 yesterday.
That's not heard of for November.
It's a bunch of crap, really.
Yeah.
So you went around and found different cities and asked if Charlotte was colder than any of those cities.
We were colder than Anchorage, Alaska, Moscow, Russia, and the Esperanza Base in Antarctica.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We were pretty cold. And by the way, it was only 30. It's not even like it was that cold.
Right.
Like, but it's pretty cold.
Yeah, but it's not like 8 degrees.
No, yeah. We've done that before. Know. Like, we've been 14 here, I remember, one morning. It's funny when you think about it, because the Antarctica, you would think, is always cold, like minus something.
Yeah, no.
But it's not. And that's almost as unusual when you think about it, the fact that Hawaii gets snow.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
What? Only occasionally, though, right?
Look it up, man. Hawaii got snow. Their mountain where they have like a, because it's so clear out there with no lights, they have a lot of telescopes and stuff. And one of the top of the mountain, there's a telescope, and they had snow.
Interesting. I never thought it got cold in Hawaii.
Did you see what I mean?
Yeah, it's really cold in the mornings. Like when you go up, there's like a big crater there that everybody goes. I think it's on Maui, that everyone goes up to the top of to watch the sunrise, and it's really cold up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, you're in high elevation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Interesting.
Yeah. I think it's is where the snow is. I think even Florida's gotten measurable snow at some point.
Yeah, I mean, like upstate does.
Arizona does, even though you think it's the desert. I lived in Tucson, we had snow.
I think when I lived in Miami, I think maybe Miami got snowflakes, but like nothing late.
Yeah, nothing ever stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in the panhandle, you can get measurable snow sometimes. We did that, and then we talked about your annoying lunch that you had.
Oh, so it was really annoying. Like, to the point where I... got up and I was like, you know what? I'll just take my check. I sat down. I love going to lunch by myself. I ordered a soup and a salad like an old lady. And I sat there. And as it was coming to the table, the hostess was sitting another couple next to me, which is fine. Like, I don't mind being in close proximity. But this couple was... the guy was going through like every single one of the menu items, asking about prices and everything else. And I guess there was a lunch special where you bought one entree and you got the second one half off. But he wanted to know like which ones he could pair together and how much he could get off. So like if one entree was like $16.99 and one entree was $11.99, he wanted the $16.99. You know how it goes. I mean, this guy's like fighting over menu items. And I'm like, guy,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's not a yard sale. Like, you can't negotiate.
That's so funny. And some people just don't know how to behave at a restaurant. Like, my dad, when he goes, he has no problem with the price, and he's a great tipper, but he thinks that everybody's meal is made to specific order. No matter what type of restaurant we go to, whether we go to, like, a fine dining restaurant, where maybe they would do that, or we go to, like, Chili's. He's like, here's what I want. I want the chicken, but I want it this way. Or I want the veal, but I want it this way. You know, do me a favor, get a salad, but make sure you throw in a lot of the pickles, a lot of the peppers, a lot of the, you know.
And I don't want any of the peppers, so can you make sure you don't put those in? But some of them have already been mixed.
Right. And then he looks at the menu, and every time we go to the restaurant, he never knows, like, where the stuff is on the menu. It's like it's the first time he's ever opened a menu before.
Oh, so that was the other thing this guy was doing. He was, like, asking his...
Maybe he's not from this planet.
I don't know. But he was, like, asking the person that he was with to, like, read him the menu. And then all of a sudden, when he heard the prices, he could friggin' read again.
That's pretty funny. You know, speaking of food, Roy brought up something amazing in here today.
What's that?
He said that the Milky Way is a better piece of candy than a Snickers.
Way better.
It's not true.
There's unnecessary nuts in a Milky Way. Oh. I mean, in a Snickers. And typically, I'm not one to reject nuts. But in this case, not a fan.
The Milky Way is the poor man's Snicker, I believe.
It's the better. It tastes better. Although, but weird enough, I like a Milky Way over a Twix, because pretty much a Milky Way is a Twix without the cookie.
And the caramel, though. Milky Way doesn't have caramel, does it?
I think so.
It's got that nugget inside of it, too.
Yeah, but I think it has caramel as well.
But a Twix doesn't have the nugget. Nougat.
Right, nougat.
No, Twix has cookie and caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's break down our favorite candies. Chocolate only, so don't bring in Sprees and Twizzlers. Okay. But, like, at the top of the food chain for me is Snickers, followed by Twix, followed by Kit Kat. Maybe Nestle Crunch Bar.
Ew, what's the worst?
Oh, that's the best.
Is 100 grand the one with the peanuts in
it? Oh, that's good, too.
I like 100 grands.
I don't see those often, though.
But
she's had expensive taste even since she's a kid.
Of course she like 100 grand.
That sounds about right.
What are we talking about candy, though, Lauren?
I want 100 grand. Oh, your poor husband, only if he knew. Liddell, she only likes 100 grand candy bars. Don't go with this one.
I mean, the $1 million bar is pretty good.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
No, give me your top three.
I was going to say Snickers, 100 grand, and maybe Reese's. But I'm not
Reese's
a big fan of chocolate.
Too. Snickers, 100 grand, Reese's peanut butter cup. Okay,
yeah.
That's not a bad top three. What do you got?
Kit Kat if it's frozen.
Really? What if it's not? Is not number one if it's not frozen?
No, probably not. Probably not. I'm like you, Lauren. I don't like much candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Kat, Reese's have been the top three.
What about a whatchamacallit?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, I don't hate a Three Musketeer. I don't hate it.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's just not my go-to.
Yeah, I won't kick it out of my bed. It's airy. Light.
What about a peppermint patty?
Fuck that. That's disgusting,
See,
man.
Peppermint patties I like, but they have to be frozen for me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of some other random ones. Twix. There's peanut butter Twix, too.
Mm.
I don't know if they make those anymore. Snow caps. I love snow caps.
Yeah, they're the
you
got to
put those in popcorn, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about Milk Duds?
Nope.
Amanda
chewy.
Loves. My wife loves Milk
too
Duds.
Too chewy. Too
I
chewy.
I don't know.
What about Cowtails?
What?
Cowtails.
I don't know what that is.
And they're like these little caramel, creamy.
They're probably good.
I'm not into those.
Rolled up things.
They're probably good. Amanda just brought home white chocolate covered with candy cane pretzels.
Okay.
I also like sugar daddies.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do. 100 grand of sugar daddies.
100,000 grand plus sugar daddies.
Man. Only if they knew.
I know.
We hope you enjoyed today's Rap Party Podcast, you guys. Make sure you listen daily to our Rap Party Podcast.
Well, I tell you what, though, it'd been a lot worse if she was like, What's the really expensive ones? Ghirardelli?
Ghirardelli.
And what's the other chocolate. Little truffle in the gold wrappers?
Oh, Lin.
It's not Lin.
You would know the name? I wouldn't know the name.
Isn't it Lindor chocolate?
I think it starts with an F.
Oh, I don't know then.
But it'd be awesome if she was like, Ghirardelli chocolates. That's my favorite bar.
Yes. Mr. Good Bar is not bad. It's got the nuts in it.
Yeah, okay.
My dad eats chocolate covered turtles. The turtles.
Oh, I like the turtles. I love turtles.
Peanut butter M&Ms should be in my top three, actually.
No.
Yeah, those are good.
Not peanut butter M&Ms.
Not peanut butter.
The peanut M&Ms.
Peanut
M&Ms. They're not bad.
Peanut
also,
M&Ms.
Pretzel M&Ms are good.
Never had them.
They're pretty good.
I've never really experimented with M&Ms.
What about a Hershey's Kiss?
Ew, those are the worst. Oh, and a cookie, yes.
Yeah, like during Christmas.
You wouldn't unwrap a Hershey's Kiss and eat it?
No. Not at all. It's not like real chocolate to
me. Do you remember the hugs they had that were the white chocolate and the dark chocolate together?
I didn't like those.
I like those.
I don't like the white chocolate Hershey Kisses.
Okay.
I don't know. They just taste different.
They taste like wax sometimes to me.
Yeah, it's a little waxy.
It doesn't. Every time I eat a Hershey Kiss, it doesn't taste like chocolate.
Now that you're hungry for candy, thanks for listening to the Rap Party Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.